Okay, settle down comfortably. Take some deep breaths in and out. And just imagine that you're lying in your favourite place. Lying comfortably, safely, and completely relaxed. There's nothing for you to do. You can just be there comfortably, safely, mindful of your body relaxing as you breathe in and out. And if you haven't already done so, close your eyes and rest them. And as you relax so comfortably there, I wonder just how quickly your creative mind can drift off to a place where the sun is shining. There's some green grass. Could be a field. Could be a park or a riverbank perhaps. Could even be a lovely garden. And as you look around you here, you can feel the warmth of the sun on your skin. You can hear a gentle breeze rustling through the leaves of the trees. And as you look up into the blue sky, can you notice a few fluffy white clouds drifting along? And look, as well as the clouds, there are some brightly coloured balloons too. And hey, quite a lot of the balloons have got children holding onto the strings happily. They're being carried along by the gentle breeze, floating happily along. They're having a great time. Look behind you, and you'll see that there are more balloons floating past. You can grab a string if you want to, just like the other children, and the balloon will float you safely up into the sky. You can go whichever way you want, just by pulling on the string this way, or pulling on it that way. Try it out. That's right. You can go just as quickly as you want, zooming along, or just as slowly as you want to. And you can stay as low or as high as you want, drifting, floating, not a care in the world. Feeling light, safe, relaxed and happy. Noticing clouds drifting past from time to time. All fluffy and white. A bit like white candy floss. There's one cloud with some children sitting on it. And they're looking very happy. And one of them is calling out to you. Why don't you hop onto a cloud? It can take you somewhere wonderful. So, hop safely onto a passing cloud and just see where it will take you. That's it. Feel how comfortable that is. You can relax right back into it. And it supports you beautifully. While you're resting comfortably and safely on your cloud, this may be the right time for you to take a few minutes to relax and do something just for you. nobody else but you. Feel good about you. Here in this place. And there usually is a right time and a right place for everybody. A right place for everything. A space where you can think differently. A time where you can see things in a new way. Where you can feel more calm and at ease. And things seem to fall into place all on their own. So let's see if we can find that place. Find exactly the right place for you. Where you know what you really want in your life and what you don't want. Maybe it's a place you know, a place you've been, or maybe it's just a wonderful place in your imagination where you can feel so safe, feel so comfortable, feel so relaxed. And so I'm going to count from 10 to 1. And as I count, you can take some steps towards this wonderful place. And by the time I get to 1, you will be standing right inside. And you can look around you and notice some of the things that make it such a good place for you to be. So ready now. 10. I don't know if your mind knows where you're going yet. 9. But your feet can know as they lead you there. 8. 7. They know a place to feel happy. 6. That's right. A place to feel safe. 5. And I think you will find it to be light and bright. And nobody else can go in there unless you specifically ask them to. 4. It's a place where you can use your powerful inner mind to daydream. 3. And when you daydream in this special way, 2. Your special inner mind can find brilliant ways to do the things so that you can feel more comfortable inside. More and more comfortable inside. Nearly there. That's it. 1. So have a good look around you and notice some of the things that make it such a good place for you to be. And now, while you're sitting there comfortably, relaxing. And now, while you're resting there, safe, relaxed and comfortable, I'm going to tell you a story. Linda was a Thompson gazelle. The name gazelle comes from an Arabic word that means affectionate. She was gentle and beautiful, with large, soft black eyes. Like all of her relatives in the antelope family, Linda was slender and graceful like a deer. Her round black horns were bumpy, like a tall string of wooden beads, piled one on top of the other. Her coat was smooth and brown like a deer's. The fur on her belly was white and separated from the rest of her coat by a dark stripe of fur. Linda came to the Ashland Zoo from the plains and grasslands of Africa. She liked to graze on berries, plants and leaves. Gazelles have keen noses for smelling the scents of other animals, especially animals that want to eat them. One of the animals that likes to hunt gazelles is the cheetah. Gazelles can run really fast, but these big spotted cats can run even faster. Even though Linda was perfectly safe in her area at the Ashland Zoo, she could smell Milton, the cheetah, and she could hear the frightening sounds he made. Every evening, as the sun was setting and the darkness deepening, Linda began to get nervous. She was afraid of Milton's roar, which came with the night. Even after Milton learned how to control his temper and no longer roared at night, Linda still got scared as the daylight disappeared. Sometimes, the gazelle's heart would begin to beat very fast. She got dizzy, and she felt like she couldn't breathe. Dr. Dan said that Linda was having an anxiety or panic attack. Some anxiety is a good thing, Dr. Dan explained. If you were on the plains of Africa and you heard the sound of a cheetah, you would need to run very fast to escape being caught. A gland in your body would send out a messenger called adrenaline to all parts of your body. Adrenaline takes the message to your legs to be strong. It tells your heart to beat fast so that you can run away from the cheetah, and that's a very good thing. Although Linda was safe at the zoo, thinking about the cheetah or watching the sunset and the sky get dark could send the adrenaline rushing through her body, even when she was in no danger of being chased. As her heart beat faster, the gazelle felt more scared. The fear made her body produce even more adrenaline. The additional adrenaline made her heart beat faster still. Linda's panic attack was like a snowball rolling down a hill, going faster and faster and getting bigger and bigger. Dr. Dan told a story to Linda about the security guard at the zoo. Her name is Amy Gidala. In her office, there are many TV screens that monitor all areas of the Ashland Zoo. When something looks suspicious, it is Amy Gidala's job to sound the alarm. It is not her job to figure out if the danger is real or only imagined. That is Mr. Grey Matter's responsibility. When Mr. Grey Matter was just beginning to work at the zoo, he used to panic every time Amy Gidala set off the alarm. After a while, though, Mr. Grey Matter learned some ways that helped him not get so worried, excited, and anxious every time that Amy Gidala sounded the alarm. Dr. Dan asked Linda if she would like to meet Becky, a very special nurse practitioner. Becky helped patients to help themselves with something called biofeedback. Now, biofeedback is like a video game for the body, Becky explained. Linda liked Becky. She had had all sorts of neat stuff to play with. Becky taught Linda yo-yo breathing. Linda stretched out on her back, and then Becky held out her hand about a foot above Linda's soft white belly. Your belly is like a yo-yo, Becky suggested, and I am holding the imaginary string. As Becky lifted her hand up, Linda took a deep breath way down deep into her belly and watched her belly rise. As Becky slowly lowered her hand, Linda exhaled. Becky lifted her hand again, and the yo-yo of Linda's tummy rose with a deep, relaxing breath. Each time Linda exhaled, she noticed that she was letting go of a little more tension. Breathing slowly and deeply allowed each breath she took to take her deeper and deeper relaxed. When Becky cut the imaginary string on the yo-yo, Linda noticed with pride how her tummy continued to slowly rise and fall in comfort all by itself. Becky laid some special patches on Linda's shoulders and legs. The patches were connected by wires to a computer that measured and recorded how tight Linda's muscles got when she tightened them, and how loose they got as she relaxed. Becky then asked Linda to tighten as many muscles as she could. Linda watched as the lines on the computer soared up in the air. And when she relaxed her muscles, the lines on the computer came down. Linda thought that it was cool to see how she was able to control her own muscles. Becky then suggested, "Go back and notice what happens to your breathing when your muscles are tight." Linda had a hard time doing her yo-yo breathing. When she relaxed her muscles, yo-yo breathing was easy. As Linda breathed slower and deeper, she saw and felt how her muscles relaxed and the lines on the computer changed. After that, Becky did something different with the computer. She put up a screen called a kaleidoscope. Now, the kaleidoscope had many, many coloured lines. And Becky asked Linda to tighten all of her muscles. Linda did, and all the lines twisted together in a tight shape. Then, as Linda relaxed, the lines unwound and disappeared. "Now," Becky said, "put your right front hoof on this button." The button is a special sensor that is connected to your computer. It measures the temperature on your hoof. While your foot is on the sensor, just think about something that's fun. Gazelles are really very good jumpers, so Linda imagined running and jumping through a field of flowers. As she had fun in her imagination, Linda watched the computer screen. The temperature in her hoof got warmer. Now, when Linda thought about one of her worries, or had other scary thoughts, the hoof got cold. Now that was because the blood was going away from her hoof to her heart to prepare her to run away from danger. When she thought about running, jumping and having fun again, Linda saw that her hoof warmed up again. Becky suggested to Linda, "You might like to put your anxiety into a container. I'm not sure what shape or colour the container will be. Perhaps it'll be a ball, or maybe a cube, or something else entirely. Notice the colour of your container, and then attach a tap to the bottom of it. Now turn the tap, and just allow all of that anxiety to flow away as the container collapses and the colour drains out." Great. In her imagination, Linda saw the ball that used to hold her anxiety. It looked shrunken and faded, like a balloon does when all the air's been let out. Linda began to notice how good, how safe, and how calm she felt. Linda liked biofeedback. Becky was right. Biofeedback was like a video game for the body. Linda learned that she could control what she never knew she could by learning to relax and by thinking to help herself. It felt wonderful. Now, as you relax there deeply, and just take all of the learnings into that special place where you keep the information that is so important for you. Once you've learned something new, you can never go back. Understanding that you're safe, relaxed and comfortable is within your control. You control the thoughts that you have. And you understand that if you have thoughts that make you feel anxious, that they're just thoughts, that they don't necessarily mean anything, and that you can have different thoughts. Thoughts that make you feel good. Thoughts that make you feel safe. Thoughts that make you happy. And as the days and weeks go by, you begin to notice that you're more relaxed, that you're happier, that you're more comfortable. And this allows you to enjoy yourself more. And it allows the people around you to enjoy your time more and to enjoy their time with you, which in turn helps you be happier too. And as you rest there deeply, it may be time for you to go into a deep sleep, or it may be that you are just having a relaxing time. And that when you're ready, you'll wake up feeling completely refreshed, completely relaxed, and completely happy. And if it's time for you to wake now, I'm going to count up from 10 to 1, and when I reach 1, you'll open your eyes feeling totally relaxed, refreshed, safe and happy. 10, 9, 8, starting to feel more awake now. 7, 6, starting to stir in your body. 5, 4, eyes wanting to open now. 3, aware of the room around you. 2, 1, wide awake, eyes open, fully aware of the room around you now.